Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name is Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we'll talk with Dr. Julianne Donato, who is a chiropractor with Healthy Paws Chiropractic in Burlington. We'll talk with Dr. Jackie Parr of Royal Canin about the importance of monitoring your pet's bowel movements. And we'll learn about all the latest news and events. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. Dr. Julianne Donato is a chiropractor with Healthy Paws Chiropractic. This is a division of Well From Within Chiropractics in Burlington. I wanted to find out more about chiropractic medicine for pets. I'm here with Dr. Julianne Donato of Well From Within Chiropractics, and she is an animal chiropractor and works at Healthy Paws Chiropractic. Welcome, Julianne, to Burlington Humane. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So you're an animal chiropractor.
Yes.
I've never heard of that. What's that about?
So an animal chiropractor, it's very similar to being a human chiropractor, just on animals. So in order to actually be a certified animal chiropractor, you either have to be a licensed chiropractor or a licensed veterinarian, and then you have to take a specialized course that teaches you all about the animals. So the whole purpose of animal chiropractic is to assess the cats, dogs, horses, whatever animal it is that you're working on. You want to assess their spinal joints for joint functioning to see how they're moving. And your goal is to adjust those joints back into proper movement, proper joint functioning, as a way to help restore function and decrease pain and improve mobility and comfort in the animals.
So what animals are you able to treat? Any animal, or are there specific ones?
The most common ones that you would see would be cats and dogs, also horses or other farm animals.
Like cows and pigs and sheep and...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, interesting. Now, can you also treat animals, exotic animals, like at a zoo, chimpanzees, tigers?
You could. I mean, the adjustments are all the same.
Now, what animals have you worked on?
I've worked on cats, dogs, and horses.
Now, how popular is this?
It's not very common or very well known, but it has been around for a few years, and it is definitely increasing popularity.
Now, the clients that you have, are they referred to you by veterinarians, or are they your chiropractic clients who also have animals? They bring their animals to you as well. How do you get referrals?
So it's a combination. I do try to work very closely with vets because there are certain cases that are not chiropractic cases. So I always like having that vet referral that I can go back to if it's not a chiropractic case. But I also get referrals from my current clients. I also do a lot of things within the community itself, and that's how I get most of my client base, is from going around to different pet stores. Obviously, we've done some work together as well.
Yeah,
Burlington Humane Society. Yeah. So I try and spread awareness anywhere that I can. I do a lot of, obviously, Facebook and internet marketing, social media and whatnot as well. So
what are some of the common reasons people will bring their animals to you?
So the most common things that I see are aging animals that are developing painful conditions. So arthritis. An arthritic animal experiences a lot of stiffness and pain. Now the adjustments can't reverse or fix the arthritis itself, but it can really help with quality of life. I've seen a lot of animals that, you know, haven't been able to walk upstairs that after, you know, a number of adjustments are now able to get that functioning back.
Now, arthritis is inflammation around a joint.
So yeah. any type of a painful condition. Again, same thing with hip dysplasia. I've seen a lot of animals with hip dysplasia. Now, again, the adjustment isn't going to correct that, but it does, again, help with quality of life and improving function and decreasing pain.
Now, when you do an adjustment and the animal is feeling better, is it a permanent feeling that the animal have, or do they need to come back?
So they do respond quite quickly, but again, it's the same thing with us. The adjustment does only last for a certain period of time. So that's why I always recommend coming in for regular maintenance. With the animals, I usually suggest once every 4 to 6 weeks, just to make sure that we're reassessing and preventing that pain returning as much as we can.
Because we want our animals to be as pain-free as possible.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's hard to tell. With cats, they mask their pain a lot. And so how would you know to bring your cat to you?
So there are certain behaviors that you can look for. If you're noticing that your animal, whether it be a cat or a dog, they're having a little bit more difficulty or more reluctance jumping on or off furniture, for example. That is an indication that there's a painful joint. They're not moving around as quickly or as spryly. Again, that could indicate some pain or discomfort. If they shy away from you or don't want you to pet certain areas of their spine, again, that could indicate pain. Yeah. If they are having more difficulty or they look stiff when they're going from a sit to a stand or a stand to a sit position, again, these are all things that we are looking for.
Would they appear more stiff after they've just woken up? Or it depends on the animal?
It all depends on the animal. Yes. And all depends on what's going on. A lot of times animals will be a little bit more stiff after exercise, like if you have a dog, for example. And after them going for a walk or a run, you notice that they're a little bit more stiff. That's telling us something.
Interesting. Okay.
Obvious signs, of course, are if you see a limp. That is an obvious sign of pain of some sort, because it's the same thing with us. We only limp when we're trying to offset something, right?
Now, when I think of animals and painful joints, I automatically think of aging animals. Is it mainly senior animals, or do you see animals of all ages?
I see animals of all ages. The more common ones, of course, are the seniors, because those are the ones that are more obvious or more noticeable. But I do have a number of younger animals that are coming in as well. That's more so the result of an injury or a fall of some sort, and they're looking for some type of therapy. I do have the odd number of animals that are just coming in for general maintenance adjustments, even from their young, so that you can hopefully try to prevent some of these painful conditions from developing. But again, the more common ones are the elderly animals.
Yeah, now you visited Burlington Humane and talked to our kids club, the kids who are in our Burlington Humane Kids Club. We brought in one of our dogs, and you were able to tell right away just by watching one of our dogs walk that she was having some pain in her back just by looking at her.
Yes.
And so assessment is really important.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can tell a lot by the way an animal moves and even by the way that they're walking. So it's the same for a person. You want to look at their posture. So you're supposed to see a certain posture with the dog. And what I saw with Wolfie, the dog from Burlington Humane, I saw what we call a roach back. So that means that there was more of a hump than a flat top line, which is what we're looking for. In some other animals, you'll see what's called a sway back. So that's more of a dip in the back. Yeah. So both of those are things that an animal chiropractor is trained to look for. And that, again, tells us that there is some type of joint dysfunction going on in the spine. Yep. You can also look at the way that they're sitting. Another thing that I did mention with Wolfie was how she was sitting.
She wasn't sitting squarely.
Exactly. She was kind of off to one side and looked like she was hunching over a little bit. So again, these are all things that the trained eye knows to look for.
And then a veterinarian, I know with the veterinarians that we see, if the animal is in pain, they often prescribe medication, but this is another alternative other than medication for pain, that this may help relieve pain as well.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I never say see a chiropractor as opposed to a vet. I always like to work with the vets, but this is an alternative for trying to help with pain without using medication.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Julianne. And how can people get a hold of you?
So you can reach me on social media or through my website. My website is www.drjuliedonato.com. You can also phone me at 905-332-8679. Or you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Julie Donato, B-A-D-C-C-A-C. A lot of letters there.
Great. And you're with Healthy Paws Chiropractic, which is a division of Well From Within Chiropractic.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. This has been very interesting.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll see you again.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Does your pet have a microchip? Is it up to date on its rabies shots? Join us on Saturday, November 9th for our Burlington Humane Microchip and Rabies Clinic. The microchip and the rabies shot is $25 each. This vaccine is required by law. Both the microchip and the vaccine will be administered by a veterinarian. And it is by appointment only. So call Burlington Humane and book your appointment today, November 9th, for our microchip and rabies clinic. Picking up after your pet is a necessary chore for pet owners. But when I talked with Dr. Jackie Parr, veterinary clinical nutritionist with Royal Canin, she said that we need to pay attention to our pet's bowel movements. I talked with her to find out why. I'm here with Dr. Jackie Parr. She is a veterinary clinical nutritionist here at Royal Canin. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you for having me.
So, at the shelter, whenever we monitor our animals, one of the things that we monitor is their bowel movements. And we actually score the consistency of the animal's bowel movements. It seems kind of funny, but it's really important, isn't it?
It is incredibly important. And we want to make sure that those bowel movements are formed and that they can easily be scooped out of the litter box or easily picked up when a pet parent's pooper scooping after their dog. And can be some situations where the poop can be really soft and it can be almost diarrhea-like. And there can be at the opposite end of the spectrum the problem where the poop is too hard. And that's something that we can see in cats. And it's really like constipation, just like how you could see it in a person. And so really that poop scoring that you're doing is incredibly important because it lets us know that that pet is doing well on that diet. And if we've, you know, been able to rule out parasites and medical conditions and we've treated anything that was a concern that way, the next step is to really work with the diet to find one that's going to match that individual pet's GI tract. Because some pets need a bit more fiber and some of them need a bit more of a highly digestible diet in order to form those perfect poops.
Now, when I'm looking at my animal's bowel movements, I can tell whether, you know, it's runny, they've got diarrhea, or they're constipated. Can you really tell an animal's health by their bowel movements other than just whether they're constipated or have diarrhea?
Absolutely. And so some of the other things that we may look for is, you know, whether or not the food really looks like it's been well digested. So sometimes an animal will eat something and it will come through the GI tract and it will look like it really hasn't been broken down. And so that could be a sign that there's a challenge, or it could be a sign that the pet's going out and eating things that they can't really break down. So we do want to pay attention to anything that shows up in the poop. I know in my day I've received some pictures from clients that with really interesting poop photos, but it's important, right, to know what's going into the pet's mouth and what's coming out the back end. So those are some of the things that we can pay attention to. There are some medical conditions that, you know, having, you know, diarrhea would point us to testing for that medical condition. So that we could see in German Shepherds where they don't produce enzymes to be able to break down their food, it's called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. And if they constantly have diarrhea and it's very greasy or it looks like it's not been well digested and almost cow patty-like, then that could be a sign that they have one of these medical conditions. So poop can be really useful for figuring out some of these other more systemic concerns.
And I guess if you're watching the bowel movements of your pets, you get to know what it should look like. And so when it becomes abnormal looking, you're right there and can tell right away.
Yeah, it's incredibly important. And the other thing that's important is knowing how many times a day they're going. So a pet really needs to go to the bathroom at least once a day. They need to poop at least once a day. And oftentimes, if they're being fed two meals, they'll typically poop after each meal. If they're being fed three meals, then they may poop three times a day. So every meal is going to stimulate what we call some motility to the GI tract. And I'll typically ask how many times a pet's pooping and then how many meals are they being fed. Now, things like activity, so running a lot, lots of activity, that could stimulate bowel movements as well. Oh. So we have to pay attention to that as well. You may notice, you know, you take your dog to the dog park, first thing they do is they run around and then they go and poop, right?
Yeah.
So activity could definitely stimulate that. So it's important to know how many times a day they're going, because if they're going too frequently, that could be a concern as well. So we do want to, it's all important information to share with the veterinary team.
Yeah. Definitely. So if you see any type of abnormalities or inconsistencies in your dog's bowel movement, bring it up to your veterinarian.
Absolutely. And it never hurts to show up with a sample if you think there's going to be a concern, right? Put it in a plastic bag and bring it in, because they're probably going to want to take a look at it and they may want to test it for, you know, different parasites or things like that, just to rule that out as a problem. So
wonderful. Important information.
Very important information.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jackie, here on Burlington Humane.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now support Burlington Humane when you make purchases from Amazon. If you head to our website, you will see a link on our homepage and on our wishlist page that will take you directly to Amazon's website. Every time you make a purchase on Amazon by accessing their site through Burlington Humane's link, we receive a small compensation from Amazon. You don't pay any more, but the animals will benefit. So make your Amazon purchases count by going to Amazon through the link on burlingtonhumane.ca. The more you shop, the more you help the animals at Burlington Humane. You can also purchase items from the Amazon website and have them delivered directly to BHS. During checkout, enter our address as the delivery location, 740 Griffith Court, Burlington, Ontario, L7L5R9. Search Amazon wishlist Burlington Humane Society for items that we are in need of. We appreciate all purchases and donations. Thank you from Burlington Humane. And now it's time for news and events.
The Furry Friends 5K will take place on Saturday, October 5th in Spencer Smith Park. You can walk or run with or without your furry friend. Burlington Humane is one of the many charities that will benefit from the proceeds raised. Information can be found on our website. Lace up your shoes and start training for the Burlington Furry Friends 5K.
Raise the Woof Comedy Night is back. Join us on Saturday, October 19th at the Holiday Inn Burlington for a night of laughter and fun. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. You can purchase your tickets from Snapped Burlington. Just follow the link on our website. Saturday, October 19th for Raise the Woof.
Does your pet have a microchip? Is it up to date on its rabies shots? Join us on Saturday, November 9th for a Burlington Humane Microchip and Rabies Clinic. The microchip and the rabies shot are $25 each. This vaccine is required by law. Both the microchip and the vaccine will be administered by a veterinarian, and it is by appointment only, so call Burlington Humane and book your appointment today, November 9th, for our microchip and rabies clinic.
Are you prepared to help your pet in the event of an accident? What will you do until you can get them to the veterinarians? Burlington Humane and Peninsula Pet First Aid are partnering to offer Walks and Wags Pet First Aid Course. Walks and Wags Pet First Aid Course is the national leading and longest standing pet first aid course in Canada. It has earned the stamp of approval from Animal Wellness, North America's top animal wellness magazine. This hands-on course gives you the skills and confidence to deal with illnesses and emergencies. The 10-hour course deals with how to prevent injuries, early signs of illness and poisoning, bandaging and splinting techniques, emergency medical conditions, choking, artificial respiration, and CPR, and much, much more. Upon successful completion, you will receive a certificate valid for 3 years. Courses will run November 10th and February 23rd. Go to our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca for more information.
Santa is coming to Burlington Humane. This is your chance to get your pet's picture taken with Kris Kringle himself. He will be at Burlington Humane on Saturday, November 16th and Saturday, November 23rd between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and Thursday, November 21st between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Call Burlington Humane to book your appointment. He will also be at Wren's Pets, 2424 Queensway Drive, Burlington, on Saturday, November 30th and Sunday, December 8th between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. This will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Start the Christmas season off right. Santa pictures!
Professional activity days are best when spent here at Burlington Humane. RPA days are perfect for children between the ages of 6 and 8 years old. If your children love animals, this is the perfect place for them to spend the day learning about them. Check out our website for the dates available and how you can register.
Have Burlington Humane be a part of your wedding by participating in Weddings with Burlington Humane. In lieu of costly favors, consider making a donation to your favorite no-kill shelter. Make your special day that much more special. Weddings with Burlington Humane.
Burlington Humane's dog walking group will be taking a hiatus until spring. It has been a fun year of meeting new people, their dogs, and getting to know them during walks through Burlington. The attendance last winter was very light, so we will be taking a break. But watch for the startup of Burlington Humane's dog walking group next April.
Find the latest information about events, ways to make a donation, the animals that are up for adoption, and much more. Visit our website at burlingtonhumane.ca. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to stay in touch and up to date with Burlington Humane.
Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guests, Dr. Julianne Donato of Healthy Paws Chiropractic and Dr. Jackie Parr from Royal Canin. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society.
My society. Burlington Humane is my society.